All right. Good morning, Encounter Church, and everyone that is joining us online. How's everyone doing? Okay, like three people are great. Okay. Pastor Ken is out of town right now, so you have me today. I'm going to be continuing the series of Poison Control, and I'm going to be talking about our mind. The whole point of Poison Control is removing toxic influences in our lives. So I want to be talking about our mind. Who here has a mind? Okay, some of you did not raise your hand, which confirmed some suspicions I had. So, good to know. So, our mind is something that we have since we were first born. And all the different things that help shape our mind in the way we think. So I want to be talking about having a mind of clay. Because you know, everything we have in our life, everything that's around us, helps and forms the way we think, the way we were raised, you know, our teachers and schools that we're starting school again, you know, a lot of that has an effect of how we think. So I'm going to start by reading in Jeremiah 18, 1 through 6. And it says, the Lord gave another message to Jeremiah. He said, go down to the potter's shop, and I will speak to you there. So I did as he told me and found the potter working at his will. The jar that he was making did not turn out as he had hoped. So he crushed it into a lump of clay and started over. Then the Lord gave me the message, O Israel, can I not do for you as this potter has done to his clay? As the clay is in the potter's hands, so you are in my hands. So when we think about our mind, we think about our thoughts, you know, there's a lot that goes on there. Sometimes more than we even know. You know, sometimes, as I told the first service, you know, I'm very worried about my wife's mind sometimes, because she starts off sentences really weird. Like, she'll start off with sentences, are you even listening to me? I don't know, that's weird. Or she'll be like, did you do what I asked? And then, you know, she never asked me anything. So sometimes I get worried about her mind. Okay, good, it doesn't look like she's in here. So that's just a joke. No one tell her I said that. But our mind is so impressionable. With all the things that we have in this world, so many things affect the way we think, the way our mind is. So our mind, when in clay, and that's my first point, clay is very impressionable. You know, we tell kids back in the children's church all the time, we tell all the kids, we're like, okay, you know, there's basically things like, you know, if you always have, you know, watch bad shows, hang out with the wrong people, that aren't good friends, and all that kind of stuff, you know, it can start to affect you. Now, who knows that doesn't change when we get older? That just because we get older, our minds are still so impressionable. Even if we know something's not right, you know, yes, you know, you may not be the one that, you know, uses all the language in the world. You may be the one that when you stub your toe, you're just like, oh, gosh, darn it. But then you start getting surrounded by things and or watching things. The next thing you know, when you stub your toe, they're having to bleep out every word you say. And then you're just like, what? I don't do that. Romans 8, 5 through 6 says this. Those who are dominated by a sinful nature think about sinful things. But those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Spirit. So letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death. But letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. So I want you to think about, you know, pottery. Now, I've never done pottery in my life. I would be no good at it. I have no artistic skill whatsoever. But I want you to think about pottery. So how does it work? They put it on the wheel. They start spinning it, and then they use their hands to create the shape they want. Now, do they just put their hand down there and then it creates the shape? No, they have to leave their hand to create that shape. And it's the same for us. What that means is what we take in on a regular basis is what leaves imprints. What we do on the daily. See, you may be that kind of person, you know, I mean, my wife always has to remind me because I don't think it's fair that the one time I worked out last year doesn't count now. But that's sometimes how we want to live. Oh, I read my Bible once last month. You know, on my way home like a month ago, I played some worship music. All the other music I listened to since then, you know, can't play in church. And all this stuff. So we look at this one time we did it and think, okay, that's enough of what's going to shape me. But that's not true. What we take on a regular basis is what shapes us. So what happens after a period of time of living this one way, of letting things shape us for so long? Well, we get all disformed. Our mind's all whacked. So that's when we have to come to a place that just as when, you know, Jeremiah walked in and saw the potter sitting there, and the potter looked at this pot and said, this is not what I wanted. So what did he do? He lumped it back into clay. So number two is we have to allow God to crush us into a lump of clay. Now what that means, that means God coming in and changing the way we think. Romans 12:2 says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. See, when we allow God to come in and crump us into the lump of clay, it changes our whole aspect of life. It changes the way we think. You know, yes, we know once we become saved and we have salvation, we are a new creature. And we know that old is dead. But do you also know that old tries to come back a little bit sometimes? Okay, I'm sorry. This is getting caught on me. That old tries to creep its way back in sometimes. But when we allow God to come in and turn us back into that lump of clay, it is us giving God permission to shape us. Because God knows how we need to turn out. God knows what shape we need to be in. I don't know about you, but when I try to do it myself, my mind ends up having leaks and cracks. It looks all disformed. And I don't know what to do. I don't know how to think. I learned that my way of thinking is not everyone else's way of thinking. And then we get mad at that. But when God comes in, he's like, okay, I have to lump this down. But when I'm done, you know, allow me to do it. And after that, there'll be no leaks. There'll be no cracks. But we live in a world today that it's basically make your own. Do what you want. And sometimes it becomes very hard to let God do it. Now, I'm going to tell you, you know, growing up in church, I've seen tons of people. It's like they get saved. They're on fire for Jesus. They're all up there. Let's go up through. Let's dance through worship. I'm going to be the one that holds my hands up the longest. Oh, I'm going to do all this. But then years down the road, that's all gone. That's all gone. Because yes, they may have been like, oh God, here's my clay, form it. But they didn't stay there. That's why point number three is we have to stay in the potter's hands. See, we've already said that it's on a daily intake of what forms and leaves imprints on our mind. So when we're staying in the potter's hands, what does that look like? You know, we ask the kids these kind of questions all the time. And of course, they always come back with, you know, oh, prayer, worship. no reading your Bible. So if all these kids can know that, why can't we? So it's in that constant thing of every day choosing to stay in the potter's hand. Choosing that, you know, you've had a rough day, so instead of doing whatever you want to do to relieve that stress or take your anger out, you just pray. You just worship so that God can form you. You know, yeah, there are times that you feel pressure. And a lot of time that pressure is because you want to go this way and God has to put his hand there and say, no, we don't need to go that way. You know, let me form it. Come on. Because think about it. When you are making a pot out of that clay, your hand, the hand of the potter stays there. Philippians 4:8 tells us, and now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure, lovely and admirable. Think about the things that are excellent and worthy of praise. See, do you know what this tells me? When it says, fix your thoughts. Another word to that could be force your thoughts. Make yourself think about things that are true, that are godly. I can't tell you how many times, you know, I have to remind myself of what's godly when things make me angry. And I'm like, you know what? You know what I want to do to a wall right now? Is just put a hole in it. And then, you know, if you're like me, you know, the people can tell you, well, that's going to hurt your hand. And you're just like, I don't care. I'm going to do it. But then we have to remind ourselves of the times of fixing our thoughts on the things that are godly. Because the thing we always have to remember is God knows best. See, God is the one that says he knew us before we were even in our mother's womb. God's the one that told us that his plan for us is to prosper and bring hope. Instead of we've living in a life where we know we want to form it ourselves. Proverbs 3:5-6 says this, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. You know, one of the hardest things about staying in the potter's hand is the thing I can guarantee you is God is going to take longer than you want. That's not because, you know, he's trying to be vindictive or make you wait. It's because he knows that if you go out there before you're ready, before he's fully formed you, that's when we can start getting some smushed clay out there. That's when some cracks can start happening, you know. I know some of you may be thinking, well, you know, I had other people that put some cracks in mine. I had some other people that came up and smushed my clay. And it's the same answer as before. Put it in the potter's hands. God tells us, he told Jeremiah there, says, O Israel, as the potter has the clay in his hands, you are in mine. Basically, it's God saying, I got you. I've tried things my own way. I've tried figuring out how to do it. And I just mean in general life, whatever. We've probably all been there. You know, ever sitting late there at night and be like, okay, if I do this, this might happen. If I do this, and we're trying to shape it all ourselves. And then you learn to realize you can't. I know for me, you know, I'm not artistic. If I try to do it myself, the pot is going to look all funky and messed up. It's going to look bad. And it's not even going to be able to be used for the purpose that it's supposed to be used for. But see, God, he's the perfect potter. He's the perfect one. He knows how to form you and shape you that you can fulfill your purpose. That you will be sitting there and, you know, not only will your purpose be able to be fulfilled, you'll have an enjoyment out of all of it. Have you ever tried to put a shelf together from IKEA? Now, oftentimes what it's like when we try to, you know, do our own pot and form it is often like, you know, you putting a shelf together without knowing what you're doing and not reading the instructions like a lot of people do. And, you know, next thing you know, your shelf looks more like, you know, a table. You don't know how that happened. You know it can't be used as a shelf. So what do you have to do at that moment? You have to go back down to ground zero. And as long as it's the same with us. We've tried so hard to form it ourselves, to shape our own life, to form our own clay, to think the way we want to think. And sometimes we often get offended by God because he wants to turn us back into that lump of clay. Because I don't know about you, but in my thought process, in my mind, I think the correct way. Like, if you think different than me, you're just wrong. And that's why I don't like debating, because 9 out of 10 times, nobody changes the way they think. It's just a bunch of people yelling at each other. So I'm just going to save my time. You're not going to change the way I think. So, but what if about you, Timothy? What if God came to you and says, you know what? I gotta shape this a little bit. I gotta change this a little bit right here. You gonna let him? Yeah. It's a daily choice. Sometimes it's not easy. Because sometimes we just want to snap back into the way we think him because it's easier, it's faster. But it's a daily choice to put ourselves in God's hands. That he can form us. Because I can guarantee you his way is better. I can guarantee you that when he shapes you, it may take a little more time than you're wanting, but when he shapes you, this is the best you can be. That your purpose can be fulfilled to its maximum. How would you feel if you had a pot? You know, we had to do like the really old days and go to the well, get the water, then go home. How would you feel if the pot you made leaks all the way home? You fill it up, you get home, you're like, ooh, here's some water. And you barely, you don't even have enough for a cup. But when God does it, he says it will be enough to overflow. So what I want everyone to do, and I just want you to take a few minutes to kind of sit yourself between you and God. For one, first, I want you to look at if there's anything in your life that's leaving a negative imprint on your mind. Is there anything that I do on the regular basis? Is there anything in my life that I need to take out because it's leaving the wrong impression? Just let God speak to you about that. And the second thing is, ask yourself, am I letting God shape me? Am I putting my mind, my clay, into the potter's hands? I know often in life, it seems like our first reaction is to take our mind and put it in our own hands because it feels safer. We think we know better. But oh, I promise you, putting yourself in the potter's hands, is so much better. Letting God shape you for what you want, for a way He has designed for you. Now, I know sometimes there may be a little pressure, but oh, how. See, when we let God form us, use His hands, He loves to put it on display. He'll put you out there and be like, look. Oh, it's so beautiful. And you'll be all radiant and shiny and just, I encourage you, stay in the potter's hands. No matter what this world throws at you, what they accuse you of or say is better, there's nothing in the potter's hands. If you got two options of, you know, either the person that forms you is the one that has no idea what's even going on in their own head, in their own mind, in their own heart, doesn't even know who they are, versus the one that carved the mountains, shaped the clouds. What's your pick? I know mine. So I'm going to pray. And during this time, just look at yourself. This isn't one of those messages you can go to other people and be like, let me help lump you back down into a clay because you think wrong. No, this is you going before God and being like, all right, God, I'm putting my clay into your hands. Renew the way I think. Let my mind please you. Let my thoughts be pleasing to you. Y'all can go ahead and stand. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you right now as just lumps of clay. God, and we put ourselves in your hands that you will shape us the way you want. God, if there's anything in our lives that is leaving the wrong impression, that is putting the wrong shape to our clay, God, remove it. God, we thank you that your hands are always there. That you have just called out to us. God, we thank you. Shape us the way you need, the way you want. God, we know our minds have a tendency of running off and thinking the way we want. God, we put it under you. We put it in your hands. God, we thank you for that. We thank you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Just come on, give him some praise.